With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/I Don't Work Here Lady. Now, in today's first story, one passionate gamer sells another customer in an arcade store a full-on arcade machine. The crazy thing is, though, this guy doesn't even work at the store. I sold a guy an arcade machine at a store I don't work at. So, my wife's Christmas present was a gift card to a well-known sporting goods store to get herself new shoes. We went in today, and at the front of the store were a few of those arcade one-up machines that have become popular lately. I asked my wife if she'd be okay with me playing some Pac-Man instead of helping her find shoes. She agreed, and don't worry, I used hand sanitizer before and after playing. While in the middle of my game, I'm approached by another guy. I'm in my late 20s, he's older than me, but I don't think he could have been older than 45. He casually walks up to me and says, "Having a good game?" "Yeah, actually, I'm not doing too bad." "I bet it plays terrible compared to the real thing." "Actually, no, you'd be surprised, it's pretty darn close." "Oh, really?" "Yeah, the code is the same and the picture is pretty clear, so the only thing to worry about is input lag, and that's really low." "Wow, I didn't realize these were so good. Too bad they only play one game." "Well, actually, this one has about 10 games installed."
"Really?"
I lose intentionally so I can give him the grand tour of the machine. "Yeah, see, when you boot it up, you can pick between all these games. And if you want more, these things are really easy to modify to add more." At this point, he is very interested by now.
"What, you can modify these?"
"Yeah, in fact, these arcade one-up machines are popular choices for arcade enthusiasts who want to play MAME but don't want to build their own cabinets, because these are affordable and leave a small footprint in your house."
"So, this price is fair?"
"Well, I certainly think so. I mean, speaking for myself, I built my own cabinets." I pull out my phone and show him the pictures. "But, in all, it costs a bit more than this does. So if you don't want to build one and you're okay with the limitations this gives you, I think it's worth it." He says, after a pause,
"You know what? I want one."
That was pretty cool to hear, but it crossed my mind that he might have thought I was an employee trying to pass a sale on him. "That's great, sir, but I should warn you, I don't actually work here. See, my wife needs shoes, and I'm just playing games to pass the time." He didn't actually seem to mind, though.
"Well, I'll go find someone to help me buy this, then."
He turns and leaves and calls behind his shoulder, "Have a good game." That was about 10 minutes ago. As I'm writing this, he and an employee are busy loading the box into his truck. Wow, that is a pretty awesome story. I mean, you literally don't even work at the store, yet you're selling products. I think that store needs to hire you, you know? You're doing a wonderful job. You could become Employee of the Month without even being an employee. Incredible stuff. Like, you actually sold that so well. That's the funny and kind of ironic thing. You were so genuine because you're not an employee. You're not trying to sell it, so it came across as if you were genuinely so passionate about it because you literally are, that it made the sale. Amazing stuff. It's crazy. I mean, to be fair, that is why stores should have employees that genuinely care about the products they're selling, because as you can see in this situation, if you have someone that is talking to someone else about a product that they really, really love and they use themselves and, you know, it just makes their day, then it can actually, you know, have a great effect on somebody. If someone's passionate about something, someone else is going to enjoy that passion and hope to have a little bit as well, which is exactly what this man did. Amazing. Now moving on to our second post. Karen can't understand basic kindness. This is a generally wholesome story with a comedic Karen encounter. When I was 17, I worked at McDonald's. Now, the fact that the red and black uniform of McDonald's looks nothing like the blue-centric Walmart uniform has little bearing on the story. Because, as we know, the only colours a Karen can see are beneath me and my reflection. So, I was visiting Walmart after work, straight out of work. I was still in uniform and my hair was a mess, so I still had my McDonald's hat on. I swung by electronics to check out the games, and while I was looking at them, there was a pretty young kid, like 10 years old, and his mother talking to an employee about what game he wanted to get. I overheard their whole conversation while looking at the games myself. He wanted a Pokemon game, but didn't know which one to get. It was between Ruby and Emerald. The kid was clearly into Pokemon, but this was his first time getting one of the games, because he just got his first Game Boy and he could only get one. His mum clearly had no idea, and the employee, a very pleasant older gentleman who didn't know beans about something like Pokemon, was trying to puzzle out the difference between the two games. I loved the kid's enthusiasm, and totally understood his anxiety about wanting to get the right one, and since I could see his mother and the employee struggling, I went ahead and politely interjected myself. As a big fan of the games, I knew an unhealthy amount about them. I explained the general difference between the games and answered his questions about them, and he ended up going with Emerald. His biggest concern was making sure he could get a Torchic. After the very relieved adults headed off to the register to check out, I was about to leave myself, when an older woman with her husband got my attention and asked, "I need help with the TVs." I responded, "Sorry, I don't really know anything about TVs." "Well, why not? Aren't you expected to?" she huffed back. I realised that in spite of my uniform, she thought I was an employee here. I laughed and told her, "Sorry, I don't work here. I work for McDonald's." She huffed again and said, "Well, you were helping those people just a minute ago." Yes, because I knew the answer and was able to help. She snorted, "Well, why would you do that if you don't work here?" I was genuinely baffled by this question, and I just looked at her and said to, you know, be nice. "Well, I don't know why you would do something like that." I just stared at her, like, how do you even respond to that? After a moment of silence, she finally asked, "So, can you help me with the TVs or not?" I just said no and walked away. I don't quite understand what about basic human kindness is so confusing, but there it sits. But the little boy did get his Torchic, and at the end of the day, that's what really matters. Wait. OP, you're telling me you actually helped someone, you were kind to someone else, another civilian, for no reason at all, just out of the goodness of your own heart? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Why would you ever do such a thing? Makes no sense to me. I completely agree with the entitled Karen. Being kind for no reason should be illegal, because that is disgusting. Why would you do something like that? Why would you help out a boy who was, you know, having a tough decision deciding between two games when you're the expert on and you knew all the information and could help him? Why would you help him? You're not an employee there. You're an employee at McDonald's. You should go back to McDonald's and keep working there and help people there, because that's where you're paid to work. Not at this random store, you know? Don't help people out of the goodness of your own heart. That is the moral that I have learned from this story. Amazing scenes. Thank you, Karen, for, you know, teaching me. I genuinely wonder if any of you watching right now will actually take what I just said seriously or not, or can you get my sarcasm? I don't know. Hopefully, I'll fool a few.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivia. Now for our next post. I'm not an employee, I'm just a customer with a detailed and itemized map of the entire store. When I was at university, I took a women's studies course. We had a paper to write about the gender differences within the toy industry and early childhood development. My childhood dream of spending 3.5 hours in a toy store was way less fun when I realized it as an adult. For our paper, we had to go to a toy store and make a detailed map of the entire store, which sections were next to which other sections, etc. Then we had to go and find 2 items in each section and rate them on 4 different criteria. Finally, we had to go and ask a store employee to give advice on what toy we should get for a fictional 4-year-old boy and girl. I went to a now bankrupt big box toy store. I had a clipboard and first went around and made a detailed map of the store. Then I went back and created my itemized list and started categorizing 2 toys per section in each of the 4 criteria. As you can imagine, this took quite a while. Occasionally, as I was doing my task, people would ask me questions. Now, since I just made a map, I was able to answer quite a few of their questions. The stuffed animals, mom, that's L4, right next to the dollhouses. You're looking for a microscope? Why, that would be an educational toy in the far right corner of the store, next to the grow your own crystal sets. One customer asked where the tricycles were, and then where the 2-wheeled bicycles were, and I promptly told them the difference between each section. They came back and asked me if I could get a different color from the back. I had to explain that I didn't actually work there, and I was just a student doing a project. They rolled their eyes and left in a huff, and I could tell that they thought I was just a lazy employee with a clipboard. Yeah, to be honest, this one, I actually feel the same as that employee who left in a huff. I mean, how rare would it be to genuinely have a situation like this one where you are actually a student OP with a clipboard who has a map of the entire store that you're in? It just seems a bit ludicrous. Obviously, it makes sense. It's for your project or whatever at uni, college, whatever. But as a regular customer who would go in, if I saw somebody with a clipboard instructing other customers where to go to find items, and then they didn't, you know, get something from the back for me, I would think they were lying. I'm going to be honest there. So I guess it kind of makes sense. It's a weird situation to find yourself in. Now, moving on to our fourth and final story. I got promoted while shopping at a store I don't work at. So yesterday, I was at my favorite local supermarket. I've been shopping there pretty much once a week for the past 6 years. So I know the place like the back of my hand. I know most of the employees by name as well. I live in a small town of roughly 4,000 people. As I'm standing in the taco aisle, trying to decide exactly how hard to punish my bathroom later, I pick ghost pepper salsa so a lot, Jesus, I'm approached by a woman who must have been around 75 years old. Son, can you help me locate the aluminium foil? No, it's not aluminum, it's aluminium, by the way. Let me just get that clear before we move on. Aluminium, you American frauds. Sure, it's right up this way. I walk her to aisle 7B. It's pretty high up, let me grab it for you. Do you want the Reynolds or the store brand? The name brand, please. I hand her a 200 foot roll. Is that how long aluminium foil is? 200 feet. I would never have known that. Wow, the more you know. Do you need help finding anything else? I'm a walking directory of this store. The sweet lady then hands me her entire shopping list. I spent about 10 minutes filling her cart with heavy or hard to reach items, and then I got back to my shopping with a smile and said, "Have a great day." As I'm standing in the checkout, I see the sweet lady arguing with the floor manager, Greg. He goes to my church, we're pretty familiar with each other, over by the express line. I pay for my groceries and walk over to be nosy and maybe help out. The lady is telling Greg that the big guy with the red beard helped her. I didn't get his name, and she wants to see him get a bonus, promotion, or employee of the month, just something at least. Greg is insistent that no one with that description works there. I get to the counter, and before I can explain that I don't even work there, Greg pipes up. Greg says to the sweet lady, "Oh, you mean Mark? Yeah, he's one of our best employees. Mark, this lady has been over here singing your praises for the past 5 minutes. I didn't even know you were working today." At this point, I'm going along with it, just lying through my teeth. Well, Sharon, a cashier I know, called me and said we were slammed, so I came in on my day off. Well, isn't that some real initiative? How would you like to be assistant to the regional manager? We're both huge Office fans, as am I, by the way, UK and US, both very good. "Oh my God, thank you. Are you sure?" I say. "Well, you've definitely earned it." The sweet lady says, "See, this is why I shop here instead of Walmart. Even though you guys charge more, you care about your employees, and your employees care about your customers." And so that is how I became assistant to the regional manager at a store I'm not even employed at. Well, what a bloody lovely story that was. Yeah, enjoy that one a lot. That is actually, by the way, the top rated post on r/IDon'tWorkHereLady of all time. So if you stayed for the duration of the video, the entire video, then you were rewarded with that lovely story that actually has like tens of thousands of upvotes. It's an absolute cracker. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope you guys did too. So guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/IDon'tWorkHereLady. I haven't actually done a video on this subreddit for quite a while, but if you want to watch more videos from this subreddit, then here's my playlist of all the videos I've made on it. So yeah, go and binge that, enjoy it, you know, sit back, relax, and just watch the whole thing, if you're a legend. If you are new here, make sure you are subscribed to the channel by clicking this button, and that's all, really. I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new upload, same time, same place.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.